Alex Pavlovich is with us, the Bay Area Newspaper Group, and we go to Cincinnati to bring in the Pirates beat writer for MLB.com, and a pleasure to have him on, Tom Singer. Tom, thanks for taking a few minutes to set up this game today.
My pleasure. Anything for you, Marty.
Alex is with us. Alex, you know Tom Singer, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, give us a little bit of a preview of what's coming. Gerrit Cole gets the ball today. The Pirates have got to win this morning to put the pressure on the Cardinals. What's the atmosphere like? What's going on there?
Well, talk about not knowing what the other team's going to do. We kind of speculated on Gerrit Cole being held back to face the Giants in that wild card game, but the Pirates are going all in for the very long shot chance at still winning the division. So, like you said, Cole is taking his regular turn today. And Clint Hurdle actually polled the whole clubhouse on what they wanted to do. Now, he made the ultimate decision. But this whole group, 35, with the expanded roster, they're all in on this opportunity to at least get a shot at perhaps tying for the division title. So I would say the atmosphere is sky high.
You know, the thing I think we saw on Twitter this morning, a lot of Giants fans are happy that Gerrit Cole won't be starting on Wednesday, but I know Volquez has been really good in the second half. I'm curious what he's done. The numbers, especially recently, have been better than the other guys, I think. Right, Tom?
Well, they've had three pretty hot starters going down the stretch, but Volquez is pretty much at the head of that. His ERA is about 130 his last eight starts. And if you look at the inset of how he's done at home, he's been even better. The last four starts at home, it's about 1.06. So, I mean, they have trust in, you know, Volquez if it, you know, gets to that. But as unlikely as it may seem, because they need both Johnny Cueto and Adam Wainwright to lose in the same day, they're still hoping not to have to play that wild card game.
Boy, amazing. Hey, Tom, what if it does happen where you have the scenario where you end up tied with the Cardinals and you have to go to St. Louis to play tomorrow? Who pitches for the Pirates tomorrow, and who pitches for the Cardinals tomorrow?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know about the Cardinals, obviously. I haven't looked into that. But when he was specifically asked that, you know, Hurdle said, well, you know, you'll find out when we get there. But earlier in his media session, he kind of let it out of the bag, so to speak, that, you know, quote-unquote, we'll have Jeff Locke and Vance Worley backing up Cole. So unless there was a slip of the tongue, it looks like Jeff Locke would start on a very short leash and be backed up by Vance Worley, who, again, has been one of the dependable starters, 2.25 ERA in his last four starts.
Well, that's interesting. So I guess if you follow that logic, if the Pirates end up in the wild card game, Volquez does pitch on Wednesday against the Giants.
Yes, that's exactly the way it sets up. Yes.
All right. Well, Tom Singer with us. Great to have you with us, Tom. Johnny Cueto, boy, another tough pitcher for the Pirates. But everyone says the Pirates are the hottest team in baseball. Who's leading the pack here for the Pirates?
Andrew McCutchen really stepped up last week. It's nothing, you know, unusual for him to lead, to be the leader. But going down the stretch, he's been getting a lot of help. Josh Harrison, fighting for the batting title, has continued to produce. Travis Snyder has been a revelation as the regular right fielder now. But this last few days, you know, it's been McCutchen getting the big hits. And, you know, Johnny Cueto is like 4-0 with a ridiculous ERA against the Pirates. And we got speculating how that sky-high atmosphere, the fact that they wanted to go all in for the shot at tiebreaker, how that might influence how they do against the Cueto. Russell Martin is out of the lineup for the second straight day. He's got a hamstring issue. That's a big, big player to miss, because when I mentioned McCutchen, I mean, Martin belongs right up in that, that category of having led the team the last couple of weeks, and he's not playing.
Tom, a guy we haven't talked about yet, Francisco Liriano, I'm just curious, would he be available at all on Wednesday? The Giants out here, I mean, they haven't really hit left-handers too much the last few months. So is he somebody who could possibly be backing up Volquez on Wednesday?
I don't see that. That would be on 3 days' rest. Well, and they've got two reliable lefties in the bullpen. So if you're talking about some matchup situations, I don't think it'd be Liriano. No.
Boy, Clint Hurdle, Tom, does he get his due? And I know a lot of people talk about Bochy out here and Matt Williams, but You look at the way Clint Hurdle navigates the minefield, just and the type of man he is. You think he's top two, top three manager of the year this year?
Well, he definitely deserves it. But if you look at the history of that award, it's really tough to win two consecutive years for the simple reason that managers of the year very often get the award for leading a team to a better performance than perhaps anticipated. You know, once you won that award, obviously your team has done well. You come back and your team does well again. A lot of people look at it as not being, you know, worthy of manager of the year. Although in my perception and in the view of a lot of others, he's actually done a better job this season because he's had a lot more minefields to navigate than last season. I mean, just looking at one example, last season he had the co-national leader in home runs in Pedro Alvarez, who, while slumping the first half of the season, virtually has been invisible the second half because of injuries and, you know, other issues. So to navigate through the absence of such a big bat, as well as some injuries to starters along the way, he's had to kind of reconfigure his bullpen for the last month. He's done a better job this season, but that's a, I don't know if anybody's won that award back-to-back. I haven't looked at it, but it's very illogical to win that award back-to-back.
Well, good question, good answer, because I like Hurdle, and you gave a great answer on that. Hey, righties, lefties against the Pirates, does it matter? The Giants are going to throw their ace no matter what, and that's Bumgarner.
Well, they do. You know, they haven't seen lefties that much, but their splits are a lot better against lefties. Jordan Mercer, otherwise a 250 hitter, Starling Marte, Andrew McCutchen are always among the top 10 in the National League in beating lefties. And if you do look at Madison's, you know, day by days, the last time he got beat up was by the Pirates in San Francisco at the end of July.
Boy, all right. So Pirates, you've been in the wild card game before, that one game playing, I think, with Cincinnati last year. Pirates, what, take about eight or nine pitchers and the rest position players if you end up there?
Yes, correct. Obviously, since you can configure the roster just for that one game, which is another reason why I don't see Liriano figuring in. He may not even be on the active roster because you only, you know, you keep a couple starters on your roster, the guy that actually starts, and then one long man to back him up in case he has a short day, and the rest are all relievers. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely.
All right. How's the weather?
The weather's fantastic. We're having an Indian summer in the Midwest.
All right. Great. Tom, thank you so much for taking the time, and it's a big game today. Obviously, the Giants are going to follow it, and certainly, as you said, you got to beat Cueto, and Adam Wainwright has to lose, and then the Cardinals can jump in the pool in Arizona and celebrate if they end up winning. So this could be quite a crazy day of baseball.
Well, the Pirates hope they have their bathing suits ready, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
My pleasure. Have a great one.
Bye-bye. All right. That is Tom Singer, MLB writer for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Alex, what do you think? Volquez, huh? That was a bit of news for us.
I think they made a mistake. I saw that this morning. I was kind of shocked. They know their pitchers better than anybody. They know Volquez, what he can do in a big game. They know what Gerrit Cole can do. I just think when you look at not only the odds on any given day of making up a day or making up a game, and then on top of that you're facing Cueto and you have Adam Wainwright going for the Cardinals, a lot has to go right today for that to pay off for him. So, and then, you know, they have to win tomorrow too if all of it works out today. So mm-hmm. I hate to, you know, always go against what managers say, because like we say, Bruce Bochy knows every guy in there better than we will ever know him, and Clint Hurdle, I'm sure, is the same way. But to me, from the outside, it seemed a little bit weird to go that hard at today's game and to try to win the division. I know the advantage is there, but, you know, the Giants have been set up for Wednesday, and they're looking to Wednesday, and they're pretty confident about that game. So the Pirates could be scrambling.
Yeah, be interesting. I guess, you know, Jose Altuve today, they took him out of the lineup. You see this?
And I think he's back in.
He is back in. Yeah. He talked his way back in. He wants to win the batting title by playing, you know, in the great tradition of Ted Williams. And I guess the analogy is you try to win the division. You just don't say, all right, the wild card's enough, and we're going to save Gerrit Cole for Wednesday. It's interesting. We learned something today. Clint Hurdle pulled the clubhouse. And they voted to go at it today, and that's the macho part of baseball. And who knows how it's going to turn out for him? But I thought that was good information.
I think players always would want to do that, and I'm not surprised that the players, I think there was a leadership council they had there. I'm not surprised that this is what they push for. They want to go for it. It's just I think sometimes you have to step back and realize we're talking, you know, I have a Cy Young vote, and we're talking about two guys who are going to be probably in the top three or four. I mean, certainly in the top four, in Cueto and Wainwright, and both of them have to lose today. So you're talking about a lot happening just for this move to pay off for them.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I know you got to go, and you were in a lot of traffic coming. What was going on outside the park today?
There's a charity race or something. I'm not sure what's happening, but I was joking with them. I mean, I was right behind Joe Panic, so I thought I'd be okay. But they waited about 5 minutes to let him through the line until finally somebody out there recognized him and let him through into the players a lot. So if anybody's out there and they're listening right now, I mean, that was the number two hitter you held up. So don't worry about the beat writer. But
this is like Glendale. But, remember when Andy Baggerly had to bring the jersey? Or what was that it? The jersey for Sandoval?
Yeah, Sandoval's jersey. I think he held it up out the window as he was going
right, because getting into Glendale, let me tell you, at game time, Giants-Dodgers, it could take you an hour after you get off the freeway.
Yeah, we were there. I thought there was no chance Sandoval got his jersey, but Andy pulled it off.
Yeah, he did. All right, any surprises coming on the Wednesday roster, you think? We talked a lot about Gary Brown last night, and Ron Wotus was in here and, you know, seemed to think you just about take whoever you want on the position side.
I think there might be, just because, you know, even if you look at it for a division series roster and look at, you know, all the starters potentially making it, you still might have a surprise or two, just because the back end of this roster is so unsettled, and really even in left field they don't know what they're going to do on it on a day-to-day basis. So when you're talking about potentially having two or three starters out of the mix on Wednesday and having a couple extra roster spots, there might be some guys who a month ago we never expected to see in a playoff game, and they might be on that roster, because you never know. Gary Brown, you never know when you need a pinch runner in the late innings. I mean, he was the guy warming up in Los Angeles when Bumgarner hit in the eighth. So that's somebody who could play into it. And there are other guys. I think we'll see what happens with Morse, but maybe you're sitting there in extra innings and you hope Chris Dominguez can pop one. So
What about Kiros? You may want to use Susak as a hitter, and you may need Kiros to back up the catchers.
Well, they haven't used them much. I've wondered if that might make sense for the postseason period, just because I think Susak's, you know, certainly one of the best two or three guys on that bench. So you don't want to be hamstrung by not being able to use him because he's your catcher.
Hector Sanchez all over again.
Yeah, so I think that makes a lot of sense, and especially for that one game, if you have a guy coming off the bench and you're down by a runner on second in the eighth inning there, who do you want? I think Andrew Susak is probably near the top of that list.
Well, great. Hey, Alex, thanks so much. We'll see you out. We're going to head out to the public house and catch up with you later today up in the press box. But thanks so much for stopping by. I'm glad you got to chat with Tom Singer as well.
Yeah, it was really informative, I think, for us.
So. You got it, man. Get that Twitter thing going. All right.
All right. Thanks, all right. Marty.